Hi, and welcome to the Be More podcast. I'm your host, Jen Rotman, a lifestyle blogger and coach, here to help you break free from your doubts and inner critic so you can develop unstoppable inner confidence, be your beautiful self, and live a beautiful life. Because if we want to create beautiful things, lead from a place of beauty and joy, and make the world a better place, it's so important for us as entrepreneurs, creatives, and leaders to start with ourselves and continuously work on what I like to call beautifying our minds. And I'm here to help you make that simple and fun. And I have a really fun principle to share with you guys today, especially for you, my perfectionist friends listening. And it's called the imperfect doing principle. And I know some of you, if you're a real good perfectionist, you're probably already getting like, you know, kind of a weird queasy feeling in your stomach, maybe a tightening in the chest, because just the idea of doing something imperfectly is already freaking you out. So if that's you, you definitely want to be listening to this episode. And, you know, another way of saying imperfect doing is also Marie Forleo, a really great inspiration to me. She uses the phrase of, you know, progress, not perfection, which is also another really great mantra to kind of say to yourself. And I chant that to myself at times, you know, progress, not perfection, imperfect doing, because, you know, we all at some times, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, creative, somebody that's putting something out in the world, you're at one point going to question yourself of, is this good enough, right? Like, I need to do this again and again and again before it's good enough to, you know, put out into the world. And I thought a really great way of explaining this principle to you of how I use it in my life and how it really helps me, you know, not get stuck in perfectionism and hold myself back. Because really, you know, most of the time, perfectionism is just fear. It's fear and holding us back. It's that inner critic voice. It's that doubt, our insecurities kind of coming up. And it really, you know, stops us from moving forward in our lives. And I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to use actually creating this episode for you in my podcast as in a real life practical example so we can, you know, talk about how I use this, you know, imperfect doing principle. Because, you know, as you can imagine, as I'm recording this episode right now, I will, you know, finish it and, you know, I will go, oh, I could have done that better, right? I could have done that better. This part was, you know, not exactly right. Or I, you know, want to change this, you know, segment in there. And, you know, I might or might not record this episode again. But, you know, the problem with, you know, being really stuck in perfectionism is I could continuously do the recording of this episode, you know, forever and ever and ever, because especially if you're somebody with high standards and really wanting to, you know, deliver your best, you can imagine you can do this forever. And especially when we're misunderstanding what perfectionism really is, right? Because here's the thing, and this is really the process I like to take myself through if I ever do notice that I'm getting stuck in my perfectionist, you know, kind of habits. And that really is the first step. It really is just recognizing, you know, and the best way to recognize, sometimes you just recognize because you're getting really frustrated because you've done something over and over and over again and you're not moving forward and you haven't put out, you've missed your deadline, you know, even if it's your own deadline that you've set yourself, because you're getting stuck into that kind of perfectionist mindset. So the very first step is obviously recognizing it and accepting it, right? Like, and not beating yourself up for it, but just going, okay, cool. I'm like kind of stuck in this perfectionist mindset. Let me get out of it. And, you know, what I like to just remind myself of is that at the end of the day, perfectionism is this crazy illusion that we all buy into. And, you know, if we're aware of it or not, really what most of us are saying when it comes to perfectionism, what I'm really fearful of, right, what's holding me back is this idea of, well, what if people don't like it? What if people don't buy? What if nobody, you know, reacts to it? What if people say bad things about me, or if people think I'm, you know, silly or stupid for whatever reason, right? So really what's behind this is a fear of judgment. We're fearful of other people's reactions or non-reactions. And that's that fearful energy that's really, you know, holding us back. Because if we are conscious of it or not, a lot of us have this idea that being good enough, okay, which is the ideal of, you know, because what really perfectionism is the idea that we want to put out our best work, which is in itself a noble, genuine intent to put out our best, you know, work. Again, this is the whole idea of this podcast, is being more is about being the best versions of ourselves that we can be. The challenge we just all have is if we make that, do you mean, conditional of something outside of ourselves, right? If it's, you know, down to how many products we sell, or it's down to how many likes we get, or how other people react to it, we're doomed for failure, okay? And I know this because I've tried it so many times, right? Because, you know, you can be the best of the best of the best, right? And, you know, think of anybody that you, you know, admire in, you know, any kind of way. So if I think of people that I love, like, you know, artists like, you know, Jennifer Lopez or Elon Musk or, you know, whoever you kind of think of, or Apple was, for example, a consumer brand, you know, Apple is the most successful business, you know, in the world, but there's still a lot more people that don't buy Apple phones than there is that buy them, right? Like actually, in even in the iPhone market or the, you know, smartphone market, which literally Apple created the product, you know, 90% of people do not buy Apple products, okay? So I like to kind of take, you know, remind myself of these kind of real life statistics, and especially of things that I admire, to remind myself, you know, perfection is never going to mean everybody agrees with you. Like, that's absolute ludicrous if you think that, because nobody agrees on everything. And that's, I think, I personally think is a good thing as well, because, you know, we want to have diversification in our world and we want people with different opinions. So we have to be really careful of this idea that we think it's, you know, everybody needs to react to it, or it has to be anything with outside of ourselves. The only, you know, like I said, that noble intent of wanting to put our own work out, like I said, it can never be outside influences that say so. It can only come from within ourselves. And another really great, you know, resource that you can go and check out if you really struggle with this is go and listen to an interview with Dr. Dre on LL Cool J's podcast called Rock the Bells. You know, if you're a hip hop fan or not, like, you know, Dr. Dre is regarded as one of the best when it comes to, you know, beats production. You know, again, a lot of people consider him somebody like who's a perfectionist and really has perfected, you know, his craft. But, you know, he says something really interesting, and he, when he says about producing and creating his work, he always says, you know, I don't put shit out until I feel it in my soul. Okay, those were pretty much his words. And that was such an incredible quote for me, because I was like, yes, that's what it really means. We need to come, it has to come from within ourselves. It's a feeling. And that really comes when we're connected to what I like to call our inner power. And if you feel like, and a lot of us are disconnected from that. So if you feel like you're kind of disconnected from your own gut feeling and from your own instincts, go and check out my, you know, Break Free workshop. It's free. You can join. There's, I'm going to put some links in the podcast episode. You can listen at the end as well, because this, you know, I sponsored this podcast through this. And you can go and learn the tools to actually connect more to your inner voice. And one thing, again, this is a process that you just continue to do. And it's about really being connected to yourself within yourself. And that's when you know if something needs to be put out or not. And the other thing that you want to really consider, and again, this is what I'm going to do once I get to the end of this podcast, is, like I said, this is why we need this inner guidance, because, you know, I'm a person that likes to get things done really quickly, and I kind of thrive off my own energy. So at some point, if it might be this time, or it might be, you know, in a few times when I've done this recording, I'll just feel within myself, I'm like, yeah, this is good enough to, you know, to go out. And, you know, for me, that might only be doing it, you know, once or twice in recording. For some other people, that might be 10 times, right? There's no one answer that fits everyone. Like I said, it's very specifically individual, because we all have different strengths. We all have different talents. We all have different circumstances of what's going on. So we need to kind of be able to rely on that feeling within our own selves when something is, you know, to the best of our capability right now to put out. The other thing that I really like to remind myself, and this is, like I said, where my imperfect doing comes in, ironically, for us to really become the best we can be, right? Like, that's the idea of ideal of perfection, is to create the best of what we're capable of, is actually, in the only way that we can attain that is actually by being willing to put out imperfect work. Because if you think about it, the best way I can actually get good is by just doing something over and over and over again. So for me, rather than just recording this episode over and over and over again until I think it's perfect, it's actually better for me that as soon as I feel like it's good enough, right, for right now, and I trust my instinct to put it out, and just to keep recording new episodes, because as I'm putting something out in the world, I'm also able to get feedback, not to listen to that feedback, and, you know, but again, everything, a create, like anything that we create is always going to involve other people, right? So we do want people's feedback, because I have an intent for what my work is going to do, right? I want my work to go out there into the world and help people. So if I get, you know, reactions from, you know, by putting out so much content, that's how I really get an understanding, is my work, you know, doing well? And not judging myself if it does, you know, if I don't get any likes or nobody reacts or nobody listens to it, that's fine. Not judging myself and be like, oh, okay, well, that's a win in itself as well, because I'm like, okay, maybe I need to, you know, change a few things up. What can I do different to get the result that I'm really, you know, after. So I find that actually the best way to become perfect and be more, right? Like, and actually, like I said, I don't actually like the word perfect because there is no such thing really. It's just as how good can we be in that moment? That's really a better way of thinking of it. And it's just by continuously creating and continuously putting things out. And that's how, like I said, it's in that willingness to actually be imperfect that we become better and better and better. Because otherwise, if you're just somebody that's, you know, stuck in, like, you have been wanting to do all these things, like you've got all these projects I've been wanting to do, but you know you keep starting them and then you stop them because you're like, oh, it's not good enough, or I need this and this, you know, microphone, or you know, like you know, a special app, or I need this software to make it perfect. That really is just fear. It's really just fear of not wanting to put your things, you know, your work out there because of the fear of judgment. And that is the surest way to never actually, you know, release your potential in the world, like I said, and actually become more and, you know, move towards perfection. Like I said, perfection is a very dangerous word in a way. Like, we want to kind of be careful of it because we never really reach it. I think the whole idea in our life is just to continuously improve and do the best we can in that moment. And the beautiful thing is, while we're still alive, I can always do better tomorrow, right? Like, otherwise, you know, it kind of be boring if I'm, you know, from now on, it's just going to go downhill and I've already put out my best work. You know, what else have I got, you know, to kind of grow into and enjoy it as I'm going through my journey. So I really hope for some of you guys, this is a, you know, principle that really helps you, you know, gives you some insights. I'd love to hear your feedback. You know, let me know how you know, go with it, and really just follow those steps of kind of starting to recondition your own mind of what perfection is, on being willing to put out that imperfect, you know, work. And like I said, if you need more help on developing that inner guidance, when to put work out and when not, go and check out the Break Free workshop. You can, like I said, register free to watch it in the link below. And yeah, I'm really excited to hear all your guys' insights and stories. Please do tag me on social media at Jen_Rotman and use the hashtag Break Free with Jen. And then I'll see you in the next episode. This episode is sponsored by the Break Free Workshop, a workshop created for you to break free from your doubts, fears, and inner critic holding you back so you no longer engage in procrastination and perfectionism. If you want to grab your free spot, find the link in the bio, or you can also find out more information via jenrotman.com.au or my social media channels. Also, if you absolutely love the podcast, please do subscribe and send in a review. I always love hearing your feedback. And if you do have a question for the Ask Jen segment, you can also send that in at any time via social media. Simply put in Ask Jen and your question.